Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
I should be in a mental ward.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
My man.
It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But it's a Friday, so it's a big day. Big day. 4.5 hour show.
I'll look at
excited?
You. Yeah. How you doing? You looking good?
Yeah, I'm a little slow today.
Jordan in Utah, flu game? You got a little, something going on. I felt it.
Yeah, something's going on.
All right. But you showed up.
Only because Evan was working in the morning.
Right. We would have had Grandy.
I woke up and I was like, you know what? I can't do it today.
Dude.
And then I thought, then I texted you guys and said, I'm not feeling great. And Evan goes, I'm doing the morning show. So that put a crimp in. Then I was like, oh, shoot, Nahegan's not even here today.
No, he's out of town.
And let me just pat myself on the back. And then I just thought, you know what? I got to suck it up. I got to suck it up because I don't want to put that pressure on Lucas.
The G is for Guru, and I do have a telepathy. When I saw that early text, I said, Steiny's sick. He ain't feeling well. And it was Evan telling us he was out. But, Steiny, how did you even sleep with a – and I know you think I wear Steph Curry underwear, but it's real, man. This dude is still box office, and what he did last night in the second half and just to close the game with 16 straight, and I'm being real with you, and I know we got Bruce Frazier coming up here at 10:30. Does it ever really truly get old?
Well,
like,
I think it does.
Mean that, man.
I think it does for other teams.
Well, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
No. Damn, man.
I mean, it doesn't get old. And
he wasn't having the best game, Stein. He wasn't playing bad.
No.
But damn.
16 straight points, one point during that game last night. And
went to the basket, too?
Yeah. Absolutely. 14 for 25, 42 points.
40. Ronnie Lott.
Plus 15. And no, it's interesting because, when Aaron Gordon hit the three, I was thinking,
Steiny,
why wouldn't you just foul right now? Just start playing the foul game as opposed to give Curry a shot at a three. There were still 25 seconds left, which is an eternity to start playing that game. But I don't know, man. The alternative is watching that ball go through
after a timeout.
Denver,
yeah, after a timeout.
Now you're going overtime.
But to Denver's, I'll say this, Steiny, they got the best shot in the world after he tied the game by Jokic. You think he makes that at 9 out of 10 times. He didn't. But, man, I'm sitting here, and I need your help. I just want to – you already know that I think this team could get to the Western Conference Finals. I do. I like what I'm seeing. You got guys pitching in. Pods hit a big three. The corner three that we just talked about from Horford was humongous, down two to put him up one. But, Steiny, if this team can remain healthy, we're talking about a Denver team and their new additions. Shout out Raf Trezvant, but that was their first game. But that's supposed to be the royalty of the West. The Warriors got major action if they can remain healthy. And this is, I'm not even going Rob Lowe. It's bigger than last night. It's just you have closers. And last night, Steph brought you home.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What'd you guys think of that game last night? And another spectacular performance by Steph Curry. Now they're up in Portland already.
And, I am eager to see what they got from a gas perspective, Stoney.
Yeah, I mean, check it out, Goo.
Seriously, I am.
Like, Butler, 39 minutes. Green, 34. Kuminga, well, he's fine. Steph, 37. Al Horford, 29. Oh, he won't play tonight.
Wow.
But
that's
a
lot.
No, it is a lot. So we'll see what they have in the tank for tonight up in Portland. But
great game, though, right? A great home opener for the Warriors.
Yeah, you had fun?
Yeah, I did. I'll save it for what's bugging me, but I don't want to come off as pompous or arrogant because I'm not Stephen A. Smith, but I'll just talk to you about the etiquette of when you're in a suite watching a game with others.
There's etiquette?
There should be. Let me watch the damn game. How's working with Steiny? What's Evan like? And that's coming from a good place. I'm trying to watch the game.
You can listen and still watch at the same time.
But it's
time.
Rude when you talk and don't look at people in the eyes. But anyway, Aaron Gordon, what is that man, Steiny? That was incredible. Him and Steph. Steph won.
Yeah. Good game for the Warriors last night.
Now I need to talk to you about a certain subject here. Steiny, it's two games. It's eight quarters. You know where I'm going. But
I don't.
You know basketball. I'll give you that. You know the game. What have you made? Because Ken, you know my guy Ken was in here producing us today, and he gave Will Richard his credit. And Steiny, I really want to know if this is a byproduct of his 4 years at Florida, but what are you making from a rookie, not perfect at all, but is going out there with the tenacity of a pit bull and acts like he belongs? I guess, Steiny, what are you seeing from him? Because I love what I'm seeing.
He knows how to play. And that's why he plays as a rookie.
He knows how to play. Like, that's a compliment, man.
And we'll see, you know, if anything changes tonight with Moody out there.
Would you change anything, or would you go with Kuminga again?
Well, I don't know now because they don't have Horford. So I'd probably go, let me see, Curry. I got to start Moody just because he had been starting before the injury. You can go Green, Kuminga, Butler, I guess.
All right. Pod's still starting?
Did I forget Pods?
Yeah, you didn't mention him.
Yeah, I guess I forgot Pods. I don't know who he's going to start.
Okay.
I don't know who he's going to start tonight. But I think we're going to see different starting lineups a fair amount of the time. I mean, I think he's going to go switch among like three or four lineups. But
I'm excited about what you told Willard yesterday, Willard and Dibs during our crossover. Scotty, games are coming fast and in a hurry. I do want to see what they look like tonight because it's a back-to-back and, you know, damn near 40 minutes apiece. And then you talked about Monday and Tuesday got a back-to-back, you know? So, I know it's early, but we're going to find out some trends early on what Steve is doing. But I took that comment real quick about him not thinking about that lineup that closed the game because Horford wasn't in town. Remember, they really couldn't do anything with Horford? But yeah. I guess you still could have a thought. It wasn't like it was practice.
No,
Cause,
I think
that's the five to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. The other thing is do you really want to get into the habit of starting Horford knowing he's going to miss 20 games and going to not play on back-to-back? So if you start Horford, that means there's going to be built-in changes into the starting lineup whenever he doesn't play. I don't know if that concerns Kerr or not.
But if you're a guy like TJD who hadn't seen a minute yet, you would think tonight you got a pretty good time, a chance you would think of getting in the game, right?
You would think. Okay. Yeah, you would think. So the Warriors get back Moses Moody tonight. He missed the first two games.
2-0.
Yep. So here's Steve Kerr talking about that lineup. And the lineup's Curry, Butler, Kuminga, Green, and Horford.
You make the pick.
I was going to say Draymond probably. Draymond.
Jimmy or JK, I guess. Okay. Draymond's the four, Al's the five. But it doesn't matter. And that's kind of modern basketball, you know, positionless play, two-way play. If you can space the floor, this is why Al is just such an enormous addition for us. You know, the ability to put him on Jokic down the stretch and then also have him stretch the floor and make big shots. That's why he's the player he is.
I like it. Yes, Daddy. I was just thinking, man, this dude's won a chip, talking about Al Horford. That step back, he'll shoot a three and let it go with the best of them. But that corner one was just, I mean, Stein, it was timely. And let me ask you this. What do you think Denver did to take control of the game and erase early 10-point lead from the Warriors? Because I felt like Denver should really be mad, Stein, because I love that the Warriors won, but I felt like they controlled the game for most of it.
I mean,
even with a Jokic D-minus game.
I mean, the Warriors got up, what, 14 in the second quarter? I'm sorry, the Nuggets got up, what, 14, 12 or 14?
I was like, man.
So the Warriors kept hanging in there, and then they make the plays down the stretch, and they got a guy who can close the game. You know, there's something, too, about I think the Warriors take the early season more seriously than other teams.
Because last year it was 12-3.
And the year before that, they started 6-2, too.
What makes you say that?
Well, I mean, look, first of all, most of their guys played most of the preseason. The last preseason game, last Friday, Curry played 30 minutes. So he's, you know, Steve Kerr had him ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the Lakers, Luka Doncic played one preseason game, and it's just clear that they're easing into the season, and Denver probably is too. I'm not taking anything away from the Warriors, but they're ahead of these other teams right now, I believe, and that's a big reason why they won both those games, because I think they're taking the early season seriously, and it's shown in the first two games.
Yeah, and I'll say this to you, Stoney, and I feel Dre said it, but I feel like you said it because you remind me of what he said, playing uphill after the trade last year, and I just wonder, now, I wouldn't know this to be the case last year and the year before, as you mentioned, they got off to good starts, but the bottom line is, maybe that's what they're trying to avoid, chasing the tail early, you know what I'm saying, and how much energy you got to utilize or use more so than being in a comfortable spot by getting off to a good start. But, Stoney, I look at Jimmy, and you talked about Denver's length. I think it bothered Jimmy. Not that he had a bad game at all, but they didn't get victimized by the Jimmy Butler experience as he went to the line 8 times, had a big 3, but he didn't hit the 14 number I had. So I owe you a pop. But the bottom line is, man, if you're telling me these guys can remain healthy, I mean, nights like that or why I believe the Warriors can be a problem in the West, man. I just do, Stoney.
Yeah, and I think tonight that it starts tonight. The first back-to-back game of the year. Like, here's the other thing. To me, like, you're going to get – like, Portland's going to play harder than the first two
– and they're younger.
Two games.
Yeah.
So, you know, now you catch Portland on a back-to-back, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But now I like their experience tonight against a team like Portland. So if they, you know, if they get guys playing, they're a smarter team than Portland.
No, and then a whole lot of teams.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see where it goes. But the Warriors are off to a real good start. There's no doubt about it. And I think Warrior fans are starting to feel like, yeah, if they can stay healthy. Yeah, How many times do you think we're going to say that?
I think it's the mantra. I said it, unfinished business, you know, early before the open tonight. But, Stoney, that's me. That's what it is for this Warrior team, if they can stay healthy. And look at this. What did you corrected me yesterday. I think they had 19 turnovers against the Lakers, 8 last night.
Yeah, no, in overtime.
Man.
That tells me.
Talk
Denver,
to
it tells me, like...
and Murray was good, Stoney. That was the good Jamal Murray last night.
No,
I got to give him credit.
No, he was good.
Man,
Aaron Gordon
25.
Was terrific. The best player, supposedly the best player on the floor, was Jokic, but he was not the best player on the floor last
Cam
night.
Cam Johnson and Christian Brown, Stoney, I thought were awful. Going to the rack, getting the ball right inside the key, just lay it up and fumble, dumble, bumble, just like they were terrible. But Denver's going to be a formidable opponent in the West, Donnie. I like the addition of Tim Hardaway Jr. and Valanciunas. He was playing better than Jokic, Donnie. I felt like the lead was growing when he was in there. Yeah.
You got to keep talking
for
a second.
I was looking at, like, keep Joker on the bench, but I was in the house, Donnie, and I text you guys. I said I just didn't like – I didn't know if it was the matchup, but I didn't like Joker's body language. But Dub Nation doesn't give a rat's behind. The bottom line is we're 2-0, and I said we're. And, Donnie, I am curious about a young Portland team that's going to say, "Let's. What's the game plan tonight? Just outrun them." Like, that's Portland's plan tonight.
Play hard. That's what they do. All right, coming up on the other side, we got Bruce Frazier, assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors. They call him the Steph Whisperer. If you don't know who Bruce Frazier is, he's the guy working out with Steph Curry, throwing him the passes before the game, and he's an assistant. He's joining us on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Bruce Frazier, Warriors assistant coach. And I don't know, what are you kind of a personal workout man for Steph Curry before games? Is that fair?
I don't know. It's not a bad title. I feel like I have more responsibilities, but I'll take that personal workout guy for Steph Curry.
You're doing a pretty good job at it too.
Well, if I took the credit, I'd be doing a good job. But that guy is amazing. I mean, that was we've seen it before, but you know, the Chase Center was electric last night, and guy's the best knockout puncher in the game. I mean, that was. You know, you watch it on TV probably, or you listen to it on the radio and whatever form, but to be witness to that live is never gets old.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. We're joined by Bruce Frazier. I mean, I'll just throw this out at you. When Gordon hits that three, and I know that, you know, they're going up against the Warriors and Steph Curry, I swear to God, I'm thinking, do you want to play the foul game that early with about 25 seconds left? But like, that's the kind of stuff to me that Steph gets you thinking about if you're going up against him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's, strategy is always, you can always go back and look at it. But when you have, you know, Steph's seen everything that we've seen, all kinds of different defenses, you know, if you're the opponent, what do you do?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I hate to say it, but he's, you know, what was that shot that he made? 36 feet or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Incredible.
You know, are you supposed to, what, double team him at 36 feet? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's just, we see a lot of different strategies. Some of them are pretty good, but Steph seems to be able to thwart most things, and he's a superhero. I mean, you know, he just came alive and flipped the game last night. And we had performances by others too, so it wasn't just Steph, but the supporting cast or the rest of the guys. I shouldn't refer to them as supporting cast because you got Hall of Famers out there. But Jimmy was impactful all game long and down the stretch, and we had Steph mention it, but we had a lot of IQ on the floor with Draymond and Jimmy and Al and Steph. And so the spacing and the ball movement and just the ability to get Steph the ball in the right times and those others to make big shots is what really won the game for us.
Bruce, it's kind of funny and a pleasure. I had the pleasure of being in the house yesterday to witness, the Warriors and what they did led by Steph. And, Bruce, I wear my heart on my sleeve, man, and I'm a fan. But I can't let go after watching Steph do what he did last night and think about had that hammy not have gone out against Minnesota. So I can't let that go with a lot of fans. But did you have that thought with what you guys concocted last year had Steph remained upright? Who knows what this team and you guys could have accomplished?
Well, we were in a good place, but we had to fight really hard last year to get, to get even into the playoffs. And I think that run down the stretch for that last month probably was pretty taxing on all of us and Steph especially. And then we go into that Houston series, which was really, really hard fought, series, very physical, very challenging, and seven games and then straight to Minnesota. So, I don't think back on too much stuff, including myself and personal stuff, but we were in a really good place. We felt we were set up for a big run last year. And I feel like with our guys, we know how to win. We've been in big moments, Steph and Draymond, and then you put Jimmy in that mix. We were in a good place to make a big, big run last year. But unfortunately, Steph gets hurt, and that changed everything. But this is a new year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Page. I didn't think about that last night. I was more focused on the possibilities and opportunity of this year without being kind of sappy and saying that. But that was unbelievable. And, coming out of training camp, we all felt pretty good. We still have a ways to go. Like we're not there yet, but we're building. And to see the performances and just like I mentioned, the IQ and the tenured guys out there closing a game like that down the stretch with big shots and just poise. That's exciting for this season. I think you could feel the excitement and the electricity last night in the arena.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're joined by Bruce Frazier, Warriors assistant coach. I got to give some credit to my partner here, Bruce. Before the season, I said, give me a lineup that you like for the Warriors. And he said Curry, Kuminga, Butler, Green, Horford. Steve said he hadn't really thought of that lineup, but can you kind of walk us through how it happened last night? And is it something that we will likely see more of?
Well, I think you'll see more of it for sure. And, it's just dependent on availability. So Al won't play too many back-to-backs, so you won't see him in some games. But there's always, at every time out, we're always talking about, matchups and lineups and who's in and who needs rest, kind of blah, blah, blah. So I think how we got there last night was just by, who's our best lineup right now to kind of thwart what they're doing. And that's what Steve came up with. And I think Steve and Terry's thoughts both were we all collectively talk about it, but it just in a quick 3-minute timeout, you're talking about lineups, play strategy, what they're doing defensively, what we think we can do offensively. So it all happens pretty quickly. But that lineup was really good. You could feel the defensive side of the ball. We were really good with them, and then offensively, we were in the right spacing, and those guys hit big shots. I mean, Steph hit big shots to get the crowd behind us and the energy in the arena going. And then Jimmy and Al both made big threes down the stretch. And then Draymond, you don't mention him sometimes with the scoring, but Draymond's, a defensive savant, and also he's what gets Steph going, honestly. So he gets Steph those looks. They have such a good connection that Draymond's an integral part of all this, whether he scores or not. So you combine his IQ, his tenure, the others, as I've mentioned, and then you put JK out there, who's, you know, young and athletic and really, really has grown since the start of camp till now. And Jimmy has been impactful with him. Draymond has. And I think he's taken to his role, and he's going to keep getting better. So that line, that's an exciting lineup, both sides of the ball. And, yeah, we haven't we played around a little bit in camp with all kinds of lineups just to look at stuff. But we didn't really look at that. But I think in the back of Steve's head, he's always thought about what might work. And you have to look at it. It's earlier in the year, but it was good to get a look at that one last night. And the outcome was positive.
No doubt. Bruce, I'm no coach, but when I see something on the hardwood, I'm like, I know what I'm looking at. And I was telling my partner, this kid, Will Richard, man, he just has something. It's a motor. And that was the preseason. Had a good opening night against the Lakers. And last night, 17 points. Can you just talk to what you're seeing from a rookie in one Will Richard? Because I love it.
Well, he's a basketball player, and that comes off the page pretty quickly. You know, not only does he have great energy and is he athletic, but he's a basketball player, and he's makes great cuts. He's in the right spot. He plays hard. You know, it's like he made a couple of plays last night, a catch, you know, cutting on the baseline. So he's been a great cutter. He can shoot it, and then he just plays with this energy and a spirit. And, you know, his tenure in college has helped his development. He's been well coached. But he's been, because I don't get to see too much of the college guys and when guys come in, but he's been, for me, a pleasant surprise. That might not be a great way to say it, but I've been impressed with him. And even watching the game on the plane last night, just some of the stuff he's doing, it's really, really impressive and really exciting to have a young talent like that that you can almost put in to these big games, you know, right now. And he's been great. So sky's the limit for him. It's an exciting piece that we weren't, you know, counting on. But, you know, you're going to see him on the floor quite a bit, be my guess.
Mm. Bruce Frazier joining us on 95.7 The Game, assistant coach for the Warriors. Let me get you out of here on this one, Bruce. Obviously, the theme of this season is, you know, your guys' age slash experience, and can you stay healthy, and can you manage the season? Is it fair to say that, you know, as a coaching staff, tonight's game, just because it is a back-to-back, you know, you'll be monitoring that maybe a little more closely, or it's way too early in the season, you know, to start figuring out the kind of team you're going to be maybe on the second night?
No, I mean, I think this is all, you know, TBD stuff. Like, we're figuring it out, you know, in live action. So
right.
The answer to your question will take place in a meeting I'm going to jump into in 30 minutes with the coaches to talk about tonight. But my guess, without having discussed it with the group, is that we will rely on our youth and our depth tonight, you know, and combined with our tenured guys. But we've got to have performances and energy from some of the guys that didn't play as much last night, you know, in this back-to-back to you know, give us a kind of some juice and also save some of our older guys' legs.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, but to close the game, you know, you'll probably see some of the tenured guys out there and whoever been performing. But this will be a tough game tonight because Portland's, you know, physical and aggressive and young, and but we're going into it, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're going to be ready to play, and this is a game that we're going to want to win.
Bruce, thank you so much for joining us, man. I know you got a lot to do up there in Portland. Good luck tonight, and thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Bruce Frazier, Warriors assistant coach and pregame workout guy for Steph Curry.
No doubt, man. I mean, man, Stanley, what did you say just real quick about Richard? He knows how to play. I saw him cut, and I'm like, how hard? Why can't everybody do that? But I guess it's just you got to have a sense of when to do it, how to do it. But he definitely got a back cut and got the ball and made a big bucket. But my fam's in the YouTube chat real quick here, Stanley. Draymond, 13 points, but he hit some big shots.
Well, it was another game where...
That's like, damn, Dre, okay?
I mean, I think it was another game where you look down the box score and everybody contributed.
Damn.
Whether it's Will Richard or Buddy Hield or Kuminga. Obviously Al Horford was really good and made some big shots last night. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors beat the Nuggets last night. Now they're playing Portland tonight. First back-to-back of the year, and we know that these are the games that they're going to need to rely maybe on some of their younger players, Goo.
No doubt. And, you know, if I'm one of the younger players, this is my time. And like I said, Trace Jackson Davis, I expect to see him tonight, Stoney. And if I'm Pods, and I know he's running with the big dogs, but Guy Santos, Pat Spencer, there's no telling in regard to the Rubik's Cube type of situation the Warriors are going to be rolling out. And if I'm a youngster – I got to say this, Donnie. I might benefit from the fact that some of the OGs, you know, we're going to pace them. So I might have an opportunity, you know, to get my chances sooner than later.
No doubt. I think you're right on the money there. I mean, if you look at a guy, you're right.
Like
Quentin Post and Trace Jackson Davis are probably going to be relied upon tonight.
No doubt.
Like it's just how come? Because they have to be.
4 minutes for Post last night. No shots.
Yeah. No shots?
Yeah, no shots.
Oh, my. Something wrong?
Hey, Denver's good. That's why this win feels like Denver's good, Stoney. And that was with a horrible Jokic.
Yeah. Let's go to Steven. Steven's in Oakland. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man? What's going on?
How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, man, first, I called Guru this time because, man, I got a secret for you, Guru.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm excited, man. Man, you can give me 2 liters of Kool-Aid, Kool-Aid shower, extra fizzy, extra syrup, man. I am excited. We're 2 games in. I couldn't be happier. Look, that Steiny always says a mark of a good team is can you steal a game you shouldn't win?
That sounds like him.
We should not.
Wow.
We shouldn't win. Yeah, man. Aaron Gordon scoring, at one point he was like 8 for 8 or 9 for 9 from threes.
Yep.
By the halftime, I was just like, hey, if we keep it close, you know, maybe we can build on this. This ain't our night. But then the second unit comes in and helps us close the gap. And I was just so proud of them. When we actually tied the game, I was like, we might actually win this thing. And if we can win games like this, the sky is the limit.
Mm.
Because, like, Guru, I'm with you. If Steph Curry doesn't get hurt, you can bank we are one of the last 4 teams in the league at the end of the year.
I believe it.
And like I said, with the stuff with Kuminga, all we needed was playing time. Sometimes you just got to play it out and let the playing time sort it out, and that's what it's doing with Kuminga now. All the preseason stuff, all that's washed away. It's a clean slate. I'm excited, man. Hook me up. Give me an IV of Kool-Aid.
There you go, baby.
Thanks, Steven. Appreciate the call. Yeah. There's no reason not to be.
That's interesting. He brought up your quote. And hello, Goo. Do you have this game as one they shouldn't have won?
The game last night?
Does this fit the criteria? Because it was 90. It looked like I thought like this might be over. 6 minutes left in the fourth, down with the nine. I'm like, man, this.
I know you don't watch like that, but that's interesting.
He brought that up.
I need the first 3 weeks to sink in, and then we can start figuring stuff out. I think the Warriors are on their way to getting off to a good start. Obviously, they're 2-0, and yes, they're going to go up to Portland tonight, and their young guys are going to know that they're going to have to be counted on, and Portland's a young and athletic team, so we'll see.
Size is going to be our kryptonite, though, right, Stoney? That's how why did we have so many guards on Gordon and Jokic and that's not good. I get it, but man, Stoney, they were picking and choosing to do the bruising.
Yeah, I mean, Jokic is really, really hard to guard, no doubt about it. What, Kenny? What are we doing here?
We're gonna go to the top of the hour.
Okay, when should we break? 56?
Yeah, 56.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
I love how transparent we are.
We got off the clock.
Yeah. No, Bruce was great.
Because of Frazier.
So they flew out last night after the game?
Well, that's what they usually do, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go to Sean. Sean's in Oakland. Wants to talk about the Dubs. Hey, Sean. How you doing, man? By the way, it's Will Richard. Will Richard.
Yes, sir.
Singular.
And people are.
Let's get that one figured out.
Dibs
early.
And I are fine. Like there's no fighter. We both like the kid, and we like
Dibs
him early.
Got him. I think Dibs got him early.
I interviewed him. Like, why would that bother me? But it does.
He's yours too.
Yeah.
But you also have Spencer Santos.
Now this is
you
different.
You have Trace Jackson Davis. You got Jackson Rowe. Who else is on his?
This is different.
Seth. You have Seth Curry. what's going on, Sean? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
2-0, man.
Oh my gosh, man! It just I know it's only two games and everything, but from last year to this year, just everything is in tune right now, and I like how the offense is flowing and everybody just seeing in sync and everything. Yeah, okay. Aaron Gordon did what he did yesterday. And that was okay, but he doesn't shoot like that all the time. He must have been eating some Wheaties or something like that because he was looking like Jordan out there. That's okay. It's okay. But I'm just saying the whole offense is just flowing this year, and I'm loving it, and I'm so excited for this year. I'm hopefully that this keep on continuing on, and I can't wait to see what happens later down in the season and stuff. I'm excited.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Sean. Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about.
So 11 guys entered the game for the Warriors, played against the Lakers, and then yesterday 10 played, Stoney.
Yep. And tonight they'll probably play 10 again, 10 more.
I mean, no, seriously, because they're an older team now, I'm getting fascinated. Curry played 37.
I know. Butler played almost 40 minutes.
I ain't worried about Pods and Kuminga. 36 for Kuminga, 34 for Pods. But Stoney, 34 for Dre, who was great, and Jimmy, 39, and Steph, 37. Go get him.
Listen, this is, obviously it's an 82-game season, but this is going to be their first back-to-back. And, I'm anxious to see how Butler, Green, and Steph play tonight.
I am too.
Especially after a big minute night last night.
So. And you got a young, I couldn't think of a worse matchup just because Portland, they got young Thundercats. You got the thoroughbreds that like to run. So not going to be easy. And I do wonder, here I go, I got to do it for today, Stoney, how these guys react without their head coach. Like, does that bring them, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike. Oh, Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Good start of the year. Vibes is definitely different. It's a different vibe. I don't know if they're trying to prop Kuminga up or what they're doing, but it feels genuine. But I just want to talk about stats or clutch.
Mm.
That was clutch last night.
Man.
And the NBA got a stupid award. I almost cursed. a stupid award called the Clutch Award, in which they compile stats to say, oh, this person is clutch because he scored the most points between these time periods. That's so much, man. You can see clutch. When you see greatness, you see it. When you see someone that's clutch, you know it when you see it. So, like, let's start playing the eye test and not, let's stop blaming, like, putting all these, like, awards based them on stats.
But Steph won it, though, Mike. Steph's won it in the past, and Steiny hates that award, but Steph's won it the year they didn't make the playoffs.
That's not clutch.
I mean,
clutch award. What the hell are we doing?
I got
man,
you, man.
Y'all have a great show.
Thanks, Mike.
That's what he meant, Steiny. I get it. But, man.
No, I'm with Mike. Like, I decide what a clutch shot is.
Right,
nobody
right.
else.
I hear you, man.
And
I got you.
I feel like there's big shots in every game. You know, team gets up 9, and guy hits a 3 to cut it to 6. It might be a huge shot in terms of momentum. Like there's a lot of times in an NBA game where you got to stop a run, and those are big shots.
Can I ask you a real true basketball question, Steiny?
Right.
I never had a jumper. I could hit, get hot, shoot the 3, 24-hour fitness. I got one older like Jay Kidd did. But if I asked you, what do you think, because you could shoot, what's the strongest part of Steph Curry's body that allows him?
Legs.
I was going to say core or the arms. He's shooting 34-footers like they're layups, Steiny. So there's no doubt in your mind his legs.
Yeah, because he doesn't shoot a jump shot. He does not shoot a traditional jump shot. Never has.
It's incredible, man.
But when you don't shoot a typical jump shot, that means his release is quicker than anybody who shoots a jump shot. And he can put the ball in the pocket from like anywhere. And
good God, man.
It's
like a field goal, a perfect field goal. The ball takes the little. It's incredible, man.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk Warrior basketball. They used a lineup last night that they haven't used, and that was it involved Kuminga, and it involved Al Horford, and it involved a bigger unit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.